Ето, че сега имаме пряка телефонна линия с самия господин Марк Фого. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, thank you. Very good.
Where are you at the moment?
At the moment, I'm in Belgium. I'm in Antwerp.
Aha, той в момента
се намира... A city by the sea in Belgium.
Той в момента се намира в Антверп, в Белгия, седи до морето. What is the weather like?
Terrible.
Времето е ужасно.
It's always terrible here.
Но времето винаги е ужасно там. Well, basically, the idea to put you live is... on the radio now is that
That's great.
Actually the birthday of Tangra Mega Rock is today.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, thank you very much. And the second thing is that you and your band are coming to play on the occasion of this birthday in a couple
That's
of
great,
days.
Yeah.
So you haven't played in Bulgaria so far, why the hell?
No, I've never been to Bulgaria before, it's the first time for me. Nobody's ever asked us before.
Mm-hmm. Никога не е идвал в България преди това, нещо, което знаем. Yeah, but why the hell you never had the chance to come to Bulgaria so far?
I don't know. I'll have to have a word with our booking agent, because we should have been there by now.
Mm-hmm. Той каза на въпроса, защо всъщност по дяволите до сега не сте идвали в България? Марк каза, не знам, трябва да попитаме моя booking агент, моя концертен агент, защото той организира тези неща. Well, I don't know if you know, but you are particularly famous in this country with hashish from Amsterdam.
So I heard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So give us more details about the song. I know the song speaks for itself, but it's strange that when we open your CD, The Best of Mark Fogo, this particular song is not in it.
That's true, yeah. That is a strange thing. It'll probably come out on The Best of Two.
Uh-huh.
But I think the story of the song is that we were on tour in Germany. This is quite a few years ago. And because we're from Holland, the band's all from Holland. I come from England originally myself, but I lived in Holland for many years. And so what happened was, in a sound check, somebody in the band just started playing, well, what was Tulips from Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
the famous song. And we started just playing and jamming away with it during the sound check. And I just started singing Hashish from Amsterdam instead of Tulips.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, everybody's coming up saying, "You're going to record that? Record it? Yeah, do it." So when we got back to Holland, we booked the studio, went in there, and recorded Hashish from Amsterdam in ska.
Okay. Каква е историята на тази прословута песен Hashish from Amsterdam, която ние толкова добре познаваме и то доста време вече? Защото интересното е, че така както това е най-популярната песен на Марк Фого и неговата група в България, тя не участва в диска The Best Of. Той каза, може би ще влезе в Марк Фого Best Of, част 2. В интересна историята такава, бяхме в Германия и правихме саундчек за един концерт и започнахме да свирим една известна песен, един шлагер, и аз започнах вместо нея да пея Hashish from Amsterdam. Всички казаха, еба си колко е яко, и в момента, в който се прибрахме в Холандия, веднага влязохме в студио да я запишем. Well, you mentioned that you were born in England. In Liverpool particularly.
Yeah, that's it.
The most dangerous city in Europe, as they call it.
Well, some do, yeah. I haven't been there for many years.
basically, the curious thing is, why the hell you moved from the UK?
Well, mainly I was working, I was playing punk, and this was in the late 1970s. And my band split up, and the drummer from our band, he moved to Rotterdam because he was offered a job with a punk band in Rotterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we kept in contact, and after a few months, he says, why don't you come out here and come and have a look for yourself? Come over for a few weeks, because I'm having a lot of fun here in Holland. So I said, well, okay, I'll come and take a look for a couple of weeks. And I came over there, and I've stayed, well, ever since.
Lifetime story. Историята малко напомня за това, за една жена, която мъжа й казал, отивам да фърда буклука, и се върнал след 3 години. Защо се премести да живееш от Ливърпул, наричан от някой един от най-опасните градове в света, в Холандия? Той каза, свирих в една панк група в края на 70-те и моя барабанист се премести в Холандия, тогава отиде в Ротердам и ми каза, хей, защо не дойдеш и ти, тук си изкарваме страхотно, отидох уж за 2 седмици и ето вижте, от тогава минаха толкова много години. So, what are the advantages to live in Holland, besides the obvious one?
Well, yeah, the obvious one I already sing about.
Yeah.
But well, I don't know, just mainly because the at the time I was looking around, and I'd been playing around London for many years, and I thought, well, it's time for a change. Let's try something new. And when I arrived in Holland, I got in contact with several musicians and thought, well, let's just try it here for a while and see how it goes. And I got a lot of work and a lot of gigs, and we released a single, which was called New Shoes, which I think is on the best of.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of a hit around Northern Europe. So with that, I sort of stayed, and it just built up and went on from there. So I never had a reason to go back, only to visit some friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Защо всъщност, какви са предимствата на това да се живее в Холандия, като изключим естествено очевидния? Той каза да, песента, за която говорихме преди малко, Хашиш from Amsterdam, определено очевидната причина, но иначе всъщност тук е много добре. Аз като дойдох и като започнахме и така нататък, направихме този първи сингъл, а и ние го познаваме, New Shoes, който стара в известна степен хит тук в Северна Европа, и всъщност нямах причина да се прибирам обратно. Изобщо много добре си изкарваме. Well, basically this is not exactly a concert, but this is not exactly a festival. This is a birthday party on Friday. What do you think of the Toy Dolls? Have you been into their music?
Oh, yeah, years ago, yeah, I've known them for a long time. I don't know them personally, but I know their music for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great entertainment.
Toy Dolls са голямо забавление, страшна забава. Не ги познавам лично, естествено, обаче слушам музиката им от години. There is also a Bulgarian band performing called Hippodil. Hippodil, as you can figure out, is a mixture of hippopotamus and crocodile.
Yeah, so, okay, that's a strange animal.
Yeah, very, very, very strange. So they play in a kind of a ska punk thing.
Yeah,
you can hear parts of it. So this is going to be a massive party, but the question is, as we said, you have never been to Bulgaria. What do you expect to see?
You know, it'll all be a complete surprise to me, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm always excited going somewhere new, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm meeting the people.
Марк Фогъл каза, наистина нищо не знам в България, за България, защото, както казахме, никога не съм идвал. Но винаги изпитвам огромно любопитство за новите места, в които посещавам, и естествено очаквам с нетърпение да се срещна с хората. Well, tell us more about your band, please. About the Scusters.
Well, let's see, there's seven of us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together, well, the band exactly exists for over 20 years, but not many of the original members are still here from 20 years ago. Only one, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the saxophone player, Paul, and he's been with me for 25 years, a quarter of a century.
The guy that is that became father these days.
That's right, yeah, just two or three days ago.
Mm-hmm. Let me do this in Bulgarian. Групата The Scusters всъщност се състои от 7 души. Съществуваме от 20 години, но трябва да се каже, че не всички от тях са от самото начало. Саксофонистът ни Пол всъщност е човекът, който е с мен от първия ден, който Пол стара баща преди 2-3 дни. Yeah. So how do you choose the musicians to enter the band, to be part of it?
Well, we just audition, usually. I mean, we have quite a stable band. I think the drummer's been with me for nearly 10 years, and so it's not like we change very often.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, the last change we had was the guitar player, who changed just a few months ago.
Okay.
But the guitar player who left, which was, his name was Mr. Fish, he had been with me for over 10 years, and he wanted to go and do his own musical project, also in ska.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, if I don't do it now, I'm getting old, I'll never do it, so I've got to go off and do it now. So we said, well, okay, wish you the best of luck, off you go.
Mr. Fish Scusters.
And we found a young guy who's joined us now, who's just 22 years old, and he's absolutely phenomenal, he's amazing. And you'd think he'd been playing in the band all his life.
We'll get back to this new kid in the band, just in a second. Той каза всъщност, да, групата ни, така както не всички са от началото, от 20-те години, всъщност е доста стабилна. Направим прослушване, когато се налага да сменим някого. Но ето, например, китаристът ми Мистър Фиш напусна съвсем наскоро, преди няколко месеца, защото искаше да започне своя собствена група, отново ска. И той ми каза, знаеш ли, ако не го направя сега, никога няма да го направя и ще се пенсионирам с вас. Иначе барабаристът ми също е много стабилен, от преди 10 години се включи в групата. А новият ми китарист, който влезе на мястото на Мистър Фиш, е само на 22 години, обаче се едно е свирил от край време с нас. Well, what did first thing? What's the name of this new kid, the 22 years old?
Luke.
Luke. So новият китарист, Luke на 22 години, така се казва Luke. So what did his parents say when they heard that he's going to join Mark Fogel's Casters?
Well, I don't know. I didn't speak to them about it. But he was already playing with another ska band in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
And so we already knew, we'd already seen him and we knew a bit about him.
Okay.
So when the time came round, we sort of, we made a line for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
which kind of upset the band that we took him away from.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was, in fact, the leading member of that band, so it kind of messed that band up, so we felt a bit guilty about that, but you know, we need the best in the Scarsters, so we had to go for it.
Yeah, band destroyers. Какво са казали родителите на 22 годишния Лук, при положение, че е ясно, че влиза в една престъпна организация като Mark Fogel's Casters? Ами не знам, не съм ги питал, каза Марк, обаче всъщност той вече свираше в една ска група и идиотското е, че ние го взехме. Той беше водещият на тази група, водещият член, но наистина съжалявам, чувстваме известна вина за това, че им взехме най-силния играч, но пък ние също, Mark Fogel's Casters, имаме нужда от най-добрите музиканти и така нататък. Well, yeah, plenty of things to talk about, but let's keep something for your stay live in Bulgaria. So thank
yeah,
you.
That's good.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to getting there and having a party.
Yeah, have a great flight and let's start a party from the airplane.
That's yeah, we'll start before we get there.
please tell me which of the 16 tracks that we have on the best of Mark Fogel you want me to play right now.
Let me have a think. I think one of my favorite tracks is Spaceman Stuff.
Okay. Spaceman Stuff?
Yeah.
You are sure that this one is on...
Maybe it's not on that.
It's not.
Oh, right. That's a good start. I don't even know what's on my own CDs.
Yeah, so how about the Ska Pig?
Yeah, well, that's a very well-known one, because that was the first track that was really popular with the Scarsters.
Mm-hmm.
From that, because our album came out, Scarpig, and that was probably our best-selling album of all time. And that's the title track of that album, so I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, this is what we're going to play right now. Казах му, хайде да започвате купон още от самолета и да продължаваме тук. Те идват в четвъртък, той каза, разбира се, ще започнем от рано. I forgot to ask you something before playing the Ska Pig thing.
Yeah?
Be honest, Mark, are you taking drugs?
Oh, I couldn't answer that on the telephone.
Okay, have a nice flight and see you in Sofia.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Ciao, bye-bye.
See you later.